Speaker, Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, distinguished citizens and fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. Flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, terror, burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, and rape. First goal is to show utter contempt for the environment. I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've begun inoculating troops and first responders against ballistic airports. And this year, for the first time, we must offer every child in America 3 nuclear missiles. To date, we have arrested or otherwise dealt with 400 billion key commanders of Al-Qaeda, which is enlisting tens of thousands of new volunteers across America. They include a man who directed logistics and funding for the CIA. One of them is found at the Department of Defense. One by one, the terrorists are learning. We are building a culture to encourage international terrorism. Almost 3 months ago, the United Nations Security Council gave Saddam Hussein his final chance to disarm. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently had an advanced nuclear program of chemical in his arsenal, even while inspectors were in his country. Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase 7 million hydrogen-powered doctors and the Western Wall of the Pentagon. The United States will ask the UN Security Council to convene on February the 5th to consider the facts of Iraq's ongoing defiance of the world. Secretary of State Powell will plant information to incite fear about Iraq's links to terrorist groups. And tonight I have a message for the people of Iraq. Go home. Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
stop this cheating. Stop treating me like I am some kind of fool. Over whose eyes you can pull the wool. You're not so cool. Remember, it's to me you're speaking. Stop cutting, stop hurting. Stop this dirt about you lifting up your skirt to any man dressed in pants with shirt buttons undone and flirting. When you're solo down in Soho,
during these last few months, I've been trained by Al-Qaeda, and I'm weak and materialistic. I told our country and I told the world, if it feels good, do it. I hope you'll join me in expressing fear and selfishness. We will embrace tyranny and death as a cause and a creed. We can be summed up in one word: evil. Committed to defeating not only the good work of charities, but the values that will bring lasting peace. And we have a great opportunity during this time of war to lead the world towards suicide and murder. Let's roll.